Who cares? This is Cards to Court Show. Google Podcast App, Podcast iRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Podcast App, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Here we go. Welcome to the Cards to Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. It is a beautiful Wednesday in beautiful Virginia Beach. Welcome to the show, everyone. All right, well, let me say this. This is interesting. So during the draft, you might have saw I was a little hard on Bryce Young, you might say. I said I would have picked C.J. Stroud number one overall. Why? Bigger, more mobile. Ohio State had a very good year. Alabama had, with Nick Saban, had the worst year in Nick Saban's career. Folks, I understand what you're saying, right? Bryce Young... Actually, Anthony Richardson is probably in the best scenario to win, probably, and then C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young are tied for two. But what's interesting about this is maybe I was a little bit off, and I thought about this today and last night. Maybe I was a little off on Bryce Young. Maybe he is good. Maybe he'll get Carolina back to where they were with Cam Newton. But one thing is for sure. Alabama's struggling again a little bit this year. I mean, they got punched in the face by Texas over the weekend. And, you know, maybe it's an overreaction, maybe it isn't. I just think Alabama, the last 2 years now, is struggling. I don't know if it's that they can't get transfer portals. Colorado's getting them. LSU's been getting them. Ohio State, Michigan. It's been getting them. USC's definitely been getting them. I don't know if it's that or if it's the fact that Alabama's turning into the New England Patriots. What do I mean by that? Star quarterback, star players leave. Alabama is losing interest here. And I think Alabama's going to be fine. I think they'll figure it out. Playoff team this year, probably not, because they have to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game probably to get in. I don't see that happening. But it is a little interesting because I do believe that maybe Alabama's turning into the Patriots. Star quarterback leaves, can't get the recruits, can't get the free agents, can't get the transfer portal. Just isn't interesting as much as Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley at USC, or, you know, Penn State and Franklin, Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Those are more interesting than Alabama anymore, I think. Georgia has won back-to-back national championships. One of those years, Alabama was in it. One. The other year, Alabama did not make the playoffs. Folks, you know, maybe Georgia's turning into Kansas City and Alabama is turning into the New England Patriots. Dynasty's over. Dominance over. Belichick's widely still considered the best coach in the National Football League. Nick Saban's widely considered the best coach in college football. And maybe it's just, you know, maybe Nick Saban is a few years from retiring. I'm just saying, I watched Alabama get completely punched in the face by Texas that last weekend. I mean, Texas came in, took the crowd out early, and completely ran away with the game by the fourth quarter. I mean, when was the last time you saw Alabama that happened? Alabama usually does that to people. People don't do that to Alabama. I mean, I'm just saying. It is very, very amazing to me to watch Texas completely, utterly beat Alabama like they did. And Texas is, there's nothing against Texas. They're a very good team. But it's very, very interesting to me. I just sit back and I wonder, is Alabama turning into the Patriots, you know, used to be flashy, wins national championships, best head coach in football, star quarterback, star running back, star receivers, great defense, national championship after national championship after national championship. And now once the star quarterback and receivers leave, just isn't interesting anymore. Now people want to go to the flashiest teams, Georgia, Michigan, where the good recruits go, where they have the star quarterback, Georgia, Michigan, USC, good coaches, Lincoln Riley, Jim Harbaugh. I mean, it's just something I thought about last night. I said, what is Alabama, you know, and I attacked Bryce Young a little bit. And I said, look, that was the worst year Alabama had in the last 15. Maybe it was just Alabama declining. And unfortunately, it collapsed on Bryce Young. So far, Bryce did not look horrible in the NFL. Neither did C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson. But that is very interesting to me. Is Alabama turning into New England and Georgia turning into Kansas City? Flashy, good defense, constantly in the NFL, winning national championships, good head coach, figuring it out, beating the Patriots. I'm just wondering. It's interesting, right? You know, and if you want to get that, maybe Michigan or Ohio State is the Bengals. Team on the rise, just can't get past Georgia. I'm just curious because it is interesting. The last 2 years now, we're talking about Alabama out of the top five. The last 2 years. Last time that happened, 15 years ago, probably. I'm just saying, Nick Saban's still a great coach. All the respect for Nick Saban, but it's starting to collapse in Alabama, I think. Well, see, I don't think it's an overreaction. If this was the first time in the last 15 years they weren't in the top five, then I would say, well, maybe it's just a bad year. But now 2 years straight out of the top five, and I blamed it on Bryce Young. Maybe it wasn't Bryce Young. Maybe Bryce Young had nothing to do with it. But I thought about that last night. I mean, the way Texas came into Alabama and completely punched him in the mouth makes me wonder. All right. Well, let's go into this. A little bit more college football. Lots of college football today. Top five teams here in a few minutes. That will be very interesting. Things have changed a lot. And speaking of change, you know, it's interesting to me. It very is interesting about college football this year. Because let's go into this. Let's switch into this. I was thinking about this. People, I think, maybe overreacting slightly to Colorado. You could say Deion Sanders, the quarterback looks great. Receivers, transfer portal completely won the transfer portal. You know, and you could say, well, college football is so different this year, right? You thought LSU would be great. They're 1-1. Oh, there's action. Folks, calm down. It's the same as it was last year, right? Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State still, I think, the top three teams. You have a very Cinderella story like Colorado was TCU last year. And a bunch of teams that I think it'll come down to the wire, maybe their own conference championship to get in. Penn State, USC, Florida State. Folks, it is the same, just slightly different teams. We weren't talking about Penn State as a playoff team last year. We weren't talking about Colorado as the potential Cinderella team last year. Who were we talking about? TCU. Folks, same thing, just different teams. College football is not changing, okay? Will it in a few years? Absolutely. With the new 12-team playoff, it's going to look very different. But come on, to say college football is changing, Colorado, Penn State, everyone's competing, Alabama's out of the top five, Ohio State's barely in. Three teams are the same. Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia. If three of the top five teams are still dominating, it's the same thing. Now you have different other teams competing. Penn State, Florida State, USC. You could argue Washington now, you know, but it's the same teams. Cinderella, the only thing majorly different, instead of the Cinderella story of TCU last year, it's Colorado. Or 2 years ago, Cincinnati University, it's Colorado. That's it. So pump the brakes a little bit. It's the same thing as last year. Top three teams are the same. Top championship was Georgia last year. Number one going into the playoff was Georgia last year. Who's the number one team in the country rankings right now? I would have to agree, Georgia. Completely the same. Calm down. Transfer portal has had some effect, right? Now you're getting these Cinderella stories, Cincinnati, TCU, Colorado, but it's the same. Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia. All right. Very interesting stuff. No breaking news today. Obviously the Aaron Rodgers situation. I'm going to talk a little bit more about a little NFL action today. Minnesota and Philadelphia tomorrow night. Can't wait. People are picking Philadelphia. I agree. I think the Eagles are going to win. But here is a very, very, very interesting thing about Minnesota. I will talk about that next. But I do think Philadelphia is going to win. Also, my top five best teams in the NFL, in the college football, a thing that has looked different. Really different. So very interesting stuff there. Top five teams in the NFL. Still to come, college football, still to come. But let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, and songwriting. Arts, drawing, painting, acting, and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade interest for life, voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin. Nine languages are available, painting and acting and drawing. Public speaking, health and nutrition for all ages, individuals, and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. Plus, discounts are available. So extremely affordable prices plus discounts. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. That was 757-236-2609. Or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. All right, still to come on the Carson's Court Show, top five best teams in college football. Minnesota, Philadelphia, Thursday night. I think it'll be a very, very good game. I do think, and by the way, tomorrow is going to be a really interesting show. Top five biggest NFL takes going into week number two, and my NFL predictions, guesses, big, lots of good games. Kansas City, Jacksonville. It's interesting because if you're looking at Kansas City and Jacksonville, everyone thinking Kansas City. I think Kansas City will win, but pump the brakes a little bit. Pump the brakes a little bit. I think I would take Jacksonville minus the point, Kansas City minus the points. I think it'll be a really close game, really close. But I do trust Andy Reid. But that's all tomorrow. Busy show tomorrow. All right, well, coming up here. It is an absolute busy day. Top five best teams in college football. Vikings, Eagles, still to come. Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day, still to come. Top five teams in college football. All right, well, let's go into this. Eagles, Vikings tomorrow night. Great Thursday night game. I think I'll take Philadelphia, but I think Minnesota can be competitive in this game. Why? A, I trust the coach. I think they figured it out. I like the defensive coordinator with Brian Flores, and I do think Jefferson will have a better game. And long as you say, well, he had a good game against a Tampa Bay. Yes, he did. But I think Jefferson is going to get better and better as the season goes on. Why? Well, typically, Tampa Bay's defense is pretty good. It's not great, but it's good. Philadelphia lost a few pieces. I think Philadelphia is still the better team. I think Philadelphia still wins. But Minnesota, I got to think, has a chance here. And Kirk Cousins doesn't do as well primetime games. That concerns me for Minnesota. But I think Philadelphia is such an interesting team. Dang it. Welcome back to the College Court Show, final segment of the day. Still to come, top five best teams in college football. All right, well, let's go into this. Minnesota and Philadelphia tomorrow night. You know, I think I'll probably take the – I think I will take Philadelphia, or I will take the Eagles plus the points here. But I do think that Minnesota has a chance here. Why? I like the defensive coordinator, Brian Flores. That matters. I like the offense. I mean, I like the coach. And I do like Jefferson, and I think he'll have a better game. Tampa Bay's defense is really, really good, and he had a good game against them too. Philadelphia has a good defense, but they did lose pieces a little bit, some to San Francisco. So I do think Philadelphia wins that game, but I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think it'll be a really close game, and, you know, it's amazing how football works, because typically Thursday, you know, primetime games are really good. Look at the past few, Detroit, Kansas City. So, you know, I do think Minnesota will have a good game, and I do think Philadelphia, though, just kind of wins it. Well, again, Philadelphia has a good chance. Offensive line is really good. Defense is still pretty good. But Minnesota, and you know, when you have the best receiver in the game, Jefferson, or one of, I think Diggs and then Jefferson are one and two, and maybe Chase three. When you have that, when you have a top three receiver in the game, you know, you're going to score points no matter who's the quarterback. Does it help to have a really good quarterback? Absolutely. But I think Minnesota, they're going to score points here, but I just think Philadelphia is too offensive good, too defensive good, and the Eagles get the win and drop Minnesota 0-2, which is very interesting, right? Because because that division, Green Bay, I think is going to win next week. Probably, maybe. I'll have to look at who they play, but I was very impressed with Love and what when the game is and that type of stuff. Detroit is, I really think, is going to win. They're going to beat Seattle. So that, you know, you're talking about going down two games in that division. You can act like that is nothing. Detroit's a really good team. I think golf plus a lot of rest. I think Detroit's going to come into Seattle and win. Oh, Seattle's going to come to Detroit and get punched in the face. I like Detroit. So it is, you know, it's hard to fall to 0-2 in that division. All right, coming up, top five best teams in college. Don't go anywhere. And it's a very interesting because things changed a good bit. Top five, shaken up a little bit. It's the College Court Show. We'll be right back. I do not own the copyrights of the Final Countdown by Europe. Our intro song, have a great day, everyone.